Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad with Mount Shasta Magic. Well, this mountain is absolutely spectacular today. And for those people who have been to Mount Shasta and you came here and it was cloudy and foggy or snowy, you would love it here today. The mountain is just like a beautiful tooth highlighted by the beautiful blue sky. Well, we've got some interesting things going on here today. I have had more people call me today and say, what is this confusion all about? I said, well, just join my club. It just feels like there's stuff going on that is so unidentified. Yesterday, Sunday, was just such clarity all over the place. And then awakening today, it was like, what? Where did that clarity energy go, and where is this confusion coming? So, of course, I always go to my handy-dandy tarot cards. Then I went to the mountain astrologer, and I do have information for you. We're going to be opening up the lines, so please get ready to call in. You have the number right in front of you on the screen, so go ahead and call in. I'd love to take your calls, and you may interrupt me at any time. So here are the tarot cards. There are six of them, actually. So if you would like to think of a question, pose some kind of a proposal that you want to have clarity on, it does not have to be, you know, earth-shattering or anything else. We don't want the earth to shatter, so cancel that. It could be about your animal. It could be about anything. So here we go. The first card is the magnifying card. Now, in many of the tarot decks, they do not have that. I'm using the Aleister Crowley soft deck. And in the large deck, they have two cards that are added, which one is the magnifying card, the other one is the wish card. So right out of off the bat, we have the magnifying card. Everything is intense. I told my husband this morning and anyone else who called, don't expect clarity or anything other than confusion. I can't talk my way out of a paper bag today. So I said, this is going to be fun doing a radio program with my tongue tangled up in my teeth, but already I can feel the shift of energy, and I'm just okay with being in this intensity Scorpio that I am. And if you are any of the water signs in where you're running deep today, you are in a perfect place. Find some kind of divination tool, some kind of meditation, some type of deepening of going inside. So let me take you there. Taking nice, long, deep breaths and intensify the feeling that you're feeling right now, whether it's confusion or whatever it is. Be with what is. What I'm feeling, and I think I read that in the astrology, is that we're in this place of breakdown before the breakthrough. So one of the divination tools, I've been just really looking at every divination tool that I have in my possession, because I'm just taking myself deeper and I am actually moving into this place of breakdown. I'm stirring up the pot so that perhaps people who feel it's time to leave a group, they're ready, and there was any inclination, they're going to go. So it's kind of fun to see how this is all playing out. And then we get the magnifying card, which is magnifying everything. The intensity. It's all. We have a full moon going on, and we do not have a full moon. So the two of discs is physical change. On the physical level, things are changing. We want to change. There's no way we can change because it's not time, especially today. This is Jupiter in Capricorn. Jupiter says expand, and Capricorn says ground. Put your roots down, and there's a beautiful snake. He's biting his tail, and it's forming the infinity sign. The snake is black and white, not gray and white, but black and white, which indicates the clarity that comes from putting your roots down. And even if you're not sure what you're putting them down about, It could be as simple as, my name is Judith. And today, this morning, I would have said, let me think about that one. So if any of you are in this place out there, just know you're in the right place. It is through acknowledging that change is coming, but don't go out and say, I'm moving. No, let it ruminate. Let it gestate. Let it incubate for a couple more weeks or months before you start taking action. Yes. The third card is the priestess. Well, the priestess is, she's been talking to me lately. And every time I get her in any of my own spreads, and yes, I do read my own tarot cards, it is, the priestess says, your wish is my command. It's almost as if I had gotten one of those lanterns, you rub it, the genie comes out of the bottle. When I get the priestess card, see, she's starting to change in meaning for me. So whenever it comes up for me or anyone else, and by the way, I'd love to do a tarot reading for you. You can give me a call. I do all my phone, my readings on the telephone. Give me a call. I'd love to do a reading for you. 530-926-0462. You can make an appointment. I'll record it and send the tape to you. So the wish is my command, and looking at the first three cards, the change is coming. I'm asking for clarity in any way, shape, or form that spirit can give it to me. The fourth card is the adjustment card. I call this card, take a stand. Take a stand for what you believe. Take a stand for the wisdom that you know is here, just knowing that something is coming. It is expanding. It is, I don't know what it is, psychic as I am, but it's just not. They don't want me to know exactly where I'm going, how I'm going, what, and all of that. So what I'm doing is I keep going back to who I am, who I think I am, what I do, what I think I do, which is tarot and channeling and marketing, helping you to expand your business, and all of the above. And I can only hang on to that until the next step comes. And just as I said that, the little angel cards, all I could see was this person swinging out on the trapeze, hanging on, and then mid, all of a sudden the other one comes out and someone's hands are there waiting for me. And I'm neither in the past nor am I in the future. My hands have not been grasped yet. But the hands are there. I can see that I'm going to be caught. My hands are ready, and there I am. So that's where all of you are. When and the next card is the Seven of Wands, that's spiritual valor. It is to recognize the feelings we have, and the confusion is all part of the letting go. See, if we are so solid in what we did, like yesterday, I was telling someone, I am so excited about what I'm doing here. And today I woke up and I said, you be ready to let it go. Yeah, because this is a day, especially today, when people are challenging exactly what I'm about. And then I saw the astrology. I said, how perfect is this? And the last card is the Nine of Cups, tangible happiness. We're making manifest the new, even though it has not arrived yet. We just imagine and pretend how happy we are. In my marketing group, I asked each of them to send three thank you notes. So I said, well, you better do that too, Judith. So I picked three people that I'm really grateful to who've been here for me. Anytime that something comes up, I can expect to get a call from them. So within each of us, we're all going deeper. We're calling in our masters. We're calling in our master teachers. If they come on the physical plane, fine. Most of us who've been doing this work for quite a while, we probably won't have that. But what do I know? You may have that. We're calling in our master teacher, and we're calling in the mastery of natural knowing, that which we already know so deep within that is coming from other times. So this is the time to slow down, to claim our master teacher. Imagine and pretend that the master teacher, and here's how I like to bring guides in for people that I work with. You imagine and pretend that the master teacher is right behind you. And you're standing, and the master teacher is behind you, and you can't see who it is. You just, you imagine, pretend that you know that the teacher is there. And then you step back, and you feel yourself enclosed in this wonderful high vibration. And the energy is sweet. For some, it's going to be jagged. For some, it will be a color, a blue, a pink, or something. Maybe lavender, it may be purple, I don't know. Each person is different depending on what they have done so far. So as you're leaning back, you're acknowledging that you have merged with your master teacher. And now you ask, give me, what is your name? And of course, most of them don't have names, and you may have an Archangel Michael. Many times it will be a very common name. My name is John, or my name is Mary. And you can create that Mary is Mother Mary, or it may be an unusual name that you've never heard of before. It is one that will resonate, an energy that will resonate with you. Claim it, that your master teacher is here, right here, and right now. Now, the other thing is to claim the wisdom that you have. Claim it. Slow down so that you can claim it. And just know that you are where you are because that is where you've been led. I just got an email, and this person was so confused about why they left a certain place, and they moved to another place. And all of a sudden, this place was worse than where they had left, thinking the grass was going to be greener on the other side. So what am I going to tell that person when she calls me later for a reading? Well, you were led there because there must be something that is going to activate something within you that's going to take you to the next level. And it may be you want to go back and you want to be footloose and fancy free. You want to go back, let's say, to the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, you were kind of booted out of there before, and you can't go back. You can, but it will not be the same thing. So acknowledge that you are where you are and that you are available to move right now. All of us are in this place. Where can I be utilized with my gifts and my talents so that I can be, my gifts and talents can be utilized for the highest good of the universe? And accept that you are ready. It's almost as if there is a deathing of old careers, jobs. Oh, I'm getting so many people calling me about changing careers. I love it, which because I, had a lot of help when I was changing careers out of teaching high school into doing the spiritual work of transferring all of these old skills into the new. So that's what I'm pretty good at that, of acknowledging that. So whatever it is, you're here to accept it and question it no more. And if you're claiming confusion, if you tell everyone within 100 miles or on the telephone, I am so confused, that's what you shall have, is confusion. And by the way, how do you feel with that with your master teacher? Who do you step back into the energy of that master teacher? Do you feel the energy of him, her, merge within you? You should feel a little bit different. And if you'd like to call, I'd love to have you call. And let's just check in to see how you're doing on today. And that's what you notice I have not been having guests because I'm leaving space for people to call in. So you have the number right in front of you. I invite you to call. And my name is Judith Conrad, and I have my tarot cards here, awaiting your question, or if you have no question, we will give you, I'll pull the card, taking on your energy, and we'll see what comes up. Okay, we have a couple announcements. May 4th, 5th, and 6th in Mount Shasta, we have the WESAC celebration. For those people who have ever come to Mount Shasta, you know the energy is very, very strong. Well, the first Taurus full moon is when the WESAC is celebrated, actually in the WESAC Valley in the Himalayas. There's been a tradition here in Mount Shasta. Dr. Joshua David Stone came up here for, I think 13, 14 years and put this on. There were thousands of people that came from all over the world. He passed, and then it's on the other side, so Dawn took over this. And if you are interested, you can go to www.wesac.usa. The tickets are only $250. And where it says referral, just let them know that you heard it from me, Judith Conrad, or Mount Shasta Magic, preferably my name. And just let them know that the radio, yes, the radio, if people are listening to the radio program. That's your first announcement, that the WESAC celebration, celebrating the birth of Buddha, and actually the, you know, ascension of Buddha also happened when he became enlightened. And I think that's what's going on out here, that all of us are at this place where enlightenment is coming in, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, so we confuse enlightenment with confusion. We confuse what we are confused about. The second announcement is that one of my friends just called me. She says, my brother has this great condo on the beach at Waikiki, just down the steps to the beach. He's going to be gone to Paris, I think, for a couple months, and he's looking at finding someone to lease this. It's not inexpensive, but then you're right there on Waikiki, you know, for 2 months or $5,000. That's not bad. So if you're interested, you can give me a call on that. All right. Now, some of you may say, well, what is a tarot reading? And if you've been listening to any programs and have been around in the spiritual community, you may say, well, I don't like those tarot cards because they look like they're the devil cards. Well, I call them God's picture book. When I first started changing careers and leaving a lot of people leave the corporate world, I was leaving the teaching world. I taught for 25 years foreign languages. Well, these cards are symbols just like the words are in a foreign language. So as I was teaching that, the same thing happens when you're teaching the tarot. So what is this tarot reading? It's a map of your subconscious. You already know everything that I'm giving to you right now. All I'm doing is activating it. And this tarot reading is usually, there will be more than one card. Sometimes I will read from just one card. Sometimes for three cards, sometimes four cards, sometimes, like today, I did six cards. And normally I will do the Celtic cross, which is, for me, I have 12 cards. And what I do in this tarot reading is I tap into your guides and your angels to hear what do they want me to say when this card comes up. Because these cards, you know, I've seen these cards for about 23, 24 years. And they, like the priestess. Now the priestess channels to me and says, your wish is my command. Now, it has never done that before, which means that I am deepening into the priestess energy. And as I'm teaching my next tarot class, I'm going to be working with channeling the messages and the archetypes that are within each of the cards. So it's like combining and weaving the different cards and the meanings based on your question, or sometimes just on no question whatsoever. People will say, well, I don't have a question. I said, oh, good, because that means I'll expand even more about this. So your tarot card reading is as unique to you as your own fingerprint. Everyone has something different about their fingerprints. So you say, well, how often shall I do a tarot card reading? Well, I do one every day. In fact, last week I talked about this 90-day spiritual practice, which I do the tarot every day, and I'm writing it down. I'm sitting with the cards. I'm looking at what is the deeper meaning. Like the priestess, when she comes up, I say, okay, what do you have to tell me today, priestess? And she will speak to me. So there's a 90-day time, you know, and don't miss one day. Otherwise, you start all over again. So your tarot reading tells you what state of mind or actions took place in the past that have brought you to where you are right now, right here, right now, including the situation in which you are currently involved. So if you are in a big mess, shall we say, things happened in the past to bring you here. It was no just surprise that you woke up this morning. Well, you may be a little confused. Like today, I said, you know, it's a blip. Tomorrow or later on this afternoon, I'll feel much better. Pulled my cards and I got clarity on what I didn't know. Yeah? So whatever happened in the past is bringing you right here, right now, to where you are. And we have a caller. Hello. Who's on the line with us?
Hello, Judith. This is Dan from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, Dan from Tampa, Florida. How can I help you?
Well, I just was listening to you, and I could relate to almost everything you said, and I just thought I'd give you a call, and I appreciate you being on the air.
Thank you.
I really don't have any specific questions. It's kind of interesting. I'm in I don't know what to call it, a transition between jobs, and everything is, I'm fine. I've been maintaining my peace of mind and trying to get daily guidance, and, you know, and everything's up in the air, relationships, job. So I don't know what's next, so I don't even know what to ask.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So you're between jobs and you're between relationships?
Yeah, I'm between everything. Everything's up in the air. I'm just taking it day by day, and so far everything's been wonderful, and every day's a surprise.
I love your attitude. That is so great.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me just look at I have the horseshoe of all of my cards spread out. Do you want me to take the card? I'm going to take a card, maybe two, I'm not sure. From the left side of the horseshoe or the right side?
Left side.
On the left side. Okay, I'm just going to drag my little pinky finger along and see what card wants to come out. Ooh, this is a little tough coming out. Okay. This one is the Knight of Wands.
Okay.
Now, this is mastery. So you're doing a very good job of mastery, if you ask me. You, being in this place of not knowing, it's like you're on the horse is reared up, and the knight is holding a torch, holding the passion for the unbirthed dream that has not shown up yet. And most people can't hang with this because it's just too scary. The horse being reared up, I'm ready to go, but I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So in the mastery, and this is fire, passion, and it's one of the fire sign cards, and the knight is the most advanced of the mastery. So you have progressed through the princess, through the prince, which is young energy. You've gone through the queen, which is, you know, the knower of the self, and now you have arrived at being available. Just like I was saying earlier, you are so available for what spirit, the universe, God, goddess, all that is asking of you, and to know that you are financially and emotionally being taken care of.
Yes.
And do not go into fear. And if you should, on this card, there's a little scarab. Most people miss that. The scarab is the Egyptian beetle. Call in the scarab, and say, if some fear comes up or some mind chatter, and say, okay, it's all yours. Here's your dinner, all of my fear that just came up about this.
Okay.
In fact, sometimes I ask people to go to their local crystal store to get a scarab or to get a picture of a scarab.
Right.
Or anything that would represent something that chomps up the negative communication. But, Dan, I just feel you're doing so well that I don't... In fact, what Spirit is saying, let's go to the other side of the horseshoe because no one else has called in yet.
Okay.
And look at what now that we've gotten pretty much a foundation of what's going on, the lay of the land, let's look and see what's about ready to come up. Okay? All right, let's see. I knew this was going to come up. It is the Fool card. Nice combination, huh, Dan? The Fool card says, just look straight ahead.
Okay.
And be available. The Fear Tiger is biting the Fool on the leg, and the Fool is looking straight ahead. No fear.
Yeah.
That's where you're coming from. You are a no fear person, and you know, being so available, you know, nothing but good can come from this. Everything good is going to be coming to you. I love to have people, you know, show up like you're showing up.
It's been a long journey, and it wasn't always easy. That's for sure. But I do find this particular, place I'm in, this is the easiest time and the best time I've had of it, being in the unknown and available.
Everyone's in it. Everyone out there is in it, whether they'll say so or not.
Uh-huh.
So you're one of the reasons that you're out in front of other people is that you're going to be called forth as some type of a guide, teacher, leader, to assist others as they're really going into their spiritual enlightenment. So you're going to be totally available for that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
Good.
Yeah, I'm grateful too. That's good.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes.
And you just keep on listening. There'll be more information that will come through that will be applicable to you.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Dan.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Continuing on with more information for any of you out there, feel free to call in, and I will answer your questions. So you see, with Dan, whatever he had been experiencing, and yes, it wasn't easy, and it hasn't been easy for many of the light workers, I call them, who have... gone ahead and done their work. Who has joined us here? And who's on the line?
Hi, I'm Kate.
Hi, Kate. Where are you calling from?
Paradise.
From Paradise. And that's Paradise, California.
Yes.
Very good, Kate. So how can I help you today, Kate?
I would like to have a reading done.
Okay. And do you have a question, or are you just willing to see what Spirit has for you?
I'd just like to see what they have for me.
Okay. I'm going to pull one card.
Okay.
You want it from the right side or the left side of this wonderful horseshoe that I have spread out? Or just me pick? Whoops, this card just jumped out and said, take me.
Pardon?
I've already taken a card for you.
Okay.
Do you want another one from the left or the right side of this horseshoe?
Sure.
Which one? Left or right?
Left.
Left, okay. Okay. This one's showing. Okay, I have two cards. The first one, the Five of Swords, is mental defeat. Now, don't go anyplace with this. What is happening is something about males, male authority figures, father... Something from the past is making you, it feels like you're walking on cracked glass. Whatever that was, because it's in the past,
mm-hmm.
is coming up to be acknowledged that you have completed it. And the Five of Swords, this mental defeat, has a star that's upside down. Acknowledge the fact that you're here to kind of invert yourself so that you're upside down in this confused place so that you can shake it out. If you had a sibling, a male sibling or brother, a cousin or something, or someone in school, or someone that caused grief, pain, mental defeat, that you couldn't go past this, or if it's a situation with a career where it's just like you were just pushed out of the job, or something where the masculine energy just, you couldn't overpower it.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a past lifetime, but I'm feeling this card just, it was illuminated up here. And
yeah.
Then I asked you whether you would like a card from the left or the right, and you picked the left. This card is the Ace of Cups. This is the beginning of a year of opening and receiving. Receiving money, receiving love, emotional satisfaction. Kind of like the energy that Dan has from Tampa, Florida. However, if you do not take at least 5 days to 5 weeks, I don't think 5 months, but what do I know, to go and investigate what I've given to you and really slow it down to be and go on a vision quest to write, journal, anything that has been given to you about male authority figures, father, the patriarchy, anything masculine that just the machismo or anything like that. If you'll take the next 5 days to 5 weeks to go in, you are about ready to do a complete turnaround in your life, opening and receiving so much. Missing these 5 days or 5 weeks is going to make a difference in your whole life.
Okay, so I need to spend about 5 days.
I would.
And just clear all that out?
Absolutely. And is there anything with males or a job where you were kind of pushed out or anything like that?
The very, very dominating ex that affected jobs and school, everything.
Everything, yes. And without putting any, and of course, everyone out there listening, this is for you also. There's something in this message, because that card, the Five of Swords, mental defeat, just jumped out for everybody, not just for Kate, but for everybody. And so do the work, and don't be afraid to extend it out 5 weeks. In fact, that 90 days that I started on a while ago, I would suggest, you know, you may want to read the Bible, you may want to pray, I use tarot cards because they connect me with God. I just, whatever it is, they've got angel cards that you can use. Doreen Virtue has several boxes of these cards. Anything that's going to take you deeper to find the root cause, and don't worry, you know, just say, okay, I recognize it. That's the most important thing right there, is that you're recognizing that there's something in here that Judith has picked up on and the cards have revealed. See, when I said earlier that it's a map of your subconscious, and anyone listening to the program right now, it has to do with their subconscious also. It's a metaphor for something in your life. And guess what, Kate? Because it's my program here, this is a message for me too. I never sit on a pedestal thinking, it isn't for me, it's for somebody else.
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing that up. So in the next 5 days, I'm willing, because I am so excited about this Ace of Cups, to begin this new year of receiving money and spirituality and everything, that I'm going to take the next 5 days and I'm going to delve into this. So we're partners, Kate.
Great.
And if you want to continue this conversation, you know, many times part of the work is to find a person who can take you to the next level. In paradise, I'm sure that there are many, many people, if you like to be, you know, face-to-face, or if you want to drive up to Mount Shasta, it's gorgeous up here, and do a session with me, that would be wonderful. On the telephone. But just, you can do it yourself if you need mm-hmm. to and want to. It's the desire deep inside. Okay, Kate?
Okay, thank you very much.
And we send you blessings. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that leaves the phone lines open to anyone out there. In the meantime, I'll just keep on talking and keep on pulling tarot cards, drinking my good Mount Shasta water from the headwaters. So continuing on what this tarot reading is about, you notice that I had no idea who Kate was. However, when I'm on the radio like this, and I have to cut to the chase and pull a card that is illuminated, then I go with that. And I don't think I've ever had an experience where it didn't relate to the person who was calling in. Sometimes people are in denial. Oh, no, I have nothing like that. Good. Ostriches love to have their head in the sand, too. But, you know, I'm fessing up, you know, if the card came up. Good, I got it. So I'm going to go and do some work on it. Work for me is play. I get to pull the tarot cards. I love doing this. Okay, let's say if there's a present situation, if these cards can tell you if what's going on right now is working for you, or if there are some obstacles that you may want to take a look at. For example, if someone is starting a new job, they're already in the new job, they're in the relationship, and the cards will reveal whether there's anything that needs to be looked at, either from a conscious or an unconscious point of view, in being happy, or, because I always like to look at, you know, my life is about being happy. Whatever I'm doing, you know, I wake up every day, how can I be happy today? Ooh, yay, let's go do this. Let's go up to the mountain. Let's go get water at the headwaters. Let's go have coffee at the local coffee shop. Whatever spirit says, okay, we're going to go do this, but it's primarily to be at peace and to be happy. It also gives you insight as to where all of these situations could possibly lead you if you continue to operate in the same way as you have been doing. So we're looking at projecting out into the future based on what you're doing right here, right now. Of course, everybody out there right now is in the middle of this huge change. So sometimes people want to have a heads up about, are there going to be any obstacles coming up? And if there are, then, as I told Kate, I'm going to sit and journal. I'm going to pull my cards. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to connect at this deeper, deeper level. So that kind of gives you the overview of what I do when I'm doing a tarot reading. I'm connecting with my higher self. I'm connecting with your higher self. And actually, it is channeling about what is being fed to me by your guides based on the cards that come up. Now, I said I was going to give you a little bit of the astrology. I always get the mountain astrologer. I'm not an astrologer, but I love to get in here and see what's going on. So today is the 22nd of January. The rest of January is going to finish up with a huge splash because we've got Jupiter. Jupiter is about expansion, opportunities, just like I was telling both of the people that call in. By the way, interrupt me anytime if you want to call in. This is available if we will do our, more of our work right here, right now. And it's square Uranus. Now, Uranus is that huge planet that is kind of like a wild card. It's like the rebellious teenager, and it's coming in here bringing in the confusion. We know there's something that we should be doing. Ooh, I can't wait to do it. Yay! I'm going to do it right now. Well, the only thing that you're being told to do is to hold tight and do the work internally and wait for a bit. I'm feeling that February is going to be splendid, spectacular. I haven't read the astrology, even though the new book's in, I haven't looked. Okay, this is the same kind of energy is going to come back May 10th and again October the 9th. So you'll get a chance to see what this meaning is and this high intensity energy. What's going on here? It's rebellion. That's Uranus against teachings, teachers, and sudden changes in philosophy. education and travel plans. So if you had planned to fly between now and the end of January, expect that there might be some change. And, of course, in February, I think it's the 11th right in there, we have Mercury retrograde, which is a perfect time to go in to journal, to do readings for yourself, to learn how to read. Very important time. I'm going to be starting another tarot class, how to read the tarot, how to read, period, how to channel, all of that combined in there. So if you're interested, during the time of Mercury retrograde, an intense, you know, I just heard from my spirit guides that to do it every single day. Cut to the chase. Oh, boy, that should be intense, won't it? Oh, yeah. So when we have Mercury retrograde, a perfect time to, you know, go back in and it's like go through the family lay of the land, what's going on. All right. Don't go overboard on anything between now and the end of January. Especially when we're trying to assert our individuality. So if we're in a group, like I have a marketing group, and I'm helping to work with them and how to present themselves, and they're all kind of flexing their muscles right now. Well, I don't want to be like this person. She does this, and I don't want to do just exactly what she is. They're kind of flexing their muscles, and I love that. It's really perfect. However, they're still part of a group, and they're willing to, you know, to still be part of community. Sometimes compromise is okay. It's not that you're surrendering and giving up your individuality. It's just like, for the highest good of the universe, for the highest good of community, for example, on this radio program, I'm not going to go slamming up against Kate, I'm not going to slam up against her. I'm going to give her suggestions. So any impulsive actions and impulsive statements that could hurt somebody, try to couch whatever you're saying and be very careful in how you're saying it. So we've got to come today. Things going on all today. And just look and see if you have any sense of scarcity with love, with resources, or approval. Interesting, I had an email. I love to share what comes to me. And this person, every sentence was denigrating to something or someone in a situation. And so I had to email her back and say, listen, can you turn this around and find something positive about the people in this group? Otherwise, it's just going to take you down the path, and you're going to be out of the group, which means out of a job. So how can she utilize and integrate and see that there's a larger plan here designed for her? All right, well, I'm going to take all of these cards back. Because we're getting close to the end of the program. By the way, I'm here every Monday at 1 o'clock, and so you can tune in, and I have this huge crystal on my table. It is a natural smoky multiphantom. It has the Akashic Earth and Lifetime Records here. So I have that right in front of me as I'm doing these tarot cards. Akashic records, yeah, what's going on with you that you're bringing back from another lifetime? All right, I'm going to shuffle these and see what comes up for all of you out there, since some of you are pretty shy about calling in. Okay, and I have kind of a ritual that I do when I cut my cards for the four cards. All right, ooh, yay, look at these cards, I love this. The Knight of Swords. See, we had the Knight of Wands before with Dan. Now we have the Knight of Swords. Get up above any emotions that may be running you right now. just detach from whatever is going on. So I had to detach from that lady who had nothing but negativity about everything and sent her to someone else to get a tarot reading. And I said, I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. Too much negativity that I don't want it all over me before I'm going to go on and do this radio program. So the Knight is flying through the air, which is the mental, flying above the emotions and getting clarity. It's like a CEO. You're the CEO of your life today. you take charge and you get up above anything and move from this place of, I'm so connected to Source. Source is pumping in all of this, these messages to me, and I'm really excited. The second card is the Fool card. See, I shuffled all the cards, and the Fool came back again. Looking straight ahead, I am a no-fear man, or I'm a no-fear woman. And I want you to own that. You've got red-hot feet. You're ready to go. And fear wants to come in. No. You can't do that. No. Uh-uh. You just hold the space. You look straight ahead. My goal is I do radio. My goal is I do tarot readings. I'm not letting anybody get in my way. The third card. Look at these cards. Beautiful. The Ten of Cups, satiety. To be satiated, filled with so much joy that all of the cups are overflowing. And in the background is the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah. And each of these areas of your life, it's like a cobweb. When you touch over here to the right, something over here on the left starts to get activated. Cute, huh? Yeah. I push here, over here, I'm getting something going on. And this is to be so happy, and the cups just exude all of this joy and light going from one cup to the other. The final card is the Hierophant, and I am the Hierophant, 5, and that is to let my inner child come out and play. Well, we got snow out here. I don't think you've got snow in Tampa, Florida, maybe down paradise, I don't know. And the wise one, the masculine part of this card, who is the sage, that's what I invite you to tap into. This is the masculine part, the sage, and the one who knows it all. And then in the second chakra is the divine feminine, and she looks like the goddess Isis. And she has a staff that she's holding right in front of her at the very apex of the double helix. And she is the divine feminine of his divine wisdom. And then in the heart is the Eye of Horus, which is the inner child, which is the Trinity. How sweet it is. Around the outside are the four fixed signs of the zodiac, supporting the wisdom and the feminine and the inner child. The divine, the double helix, energy coming down from above, and the earth is sending energy up. So it is what is above is also below. A lot of messages for all of you listening out here. If you have friends that didn't get to hear this program, it is my understanding that these are available in the archives, that you can go back and listen to these. By the way, my dear friend Iris Jackson is coming on at 2 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned and listen to her. Miracles happen, dreams do come true, and she is a perfect example of that. So you stay tuned at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, because she is a wise woman. Both of us have kind of been following each other's path, going on KEST in San Francisco, doing talk shows, doing television, and we both ended up doing television programs, and now she's doing radio again, I'm doing radio again. So any of you out there who would like to have a tarot reading and just to get the lay of the land, further information, you can give me a call at 530-926-0462. If there is no answer, that means I'm doing a reading for someone. And get, you know, give me a call, keep on calling, or send me an email to Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, at mountshastamagic.com. That's M-O-U-N-T, Shasta, S-H-A-S-T-A, magic, M-A-G-I-C.com. The people who did call in, it would be delightful if you would email me to let me know what you received from the messages that came through with your tarot cards. between now and a couple of days from now. After that, I kind of forget what I said, but if you email me now, you might even get a response. All right. Well, we are pretty close to the end, and by the way, if you would like to come to Mount Shasta May 4th, 5th, and 6th, and to come to the WESAC, go to www.wesac.us. You can sign up. It's only $250 to come. Use my name, Judith Conrad. And you're going to see me there because I'm going to have a booth. You can come up and talk to me. Yeah, how cool it is. So, let's see. You can go to my website, www.mountshastamagic.com. www.mountshastamagic.com. Either M-O-U-N-T or you can just go shastamagic.com. And magic is spelled M-A-G-I-C. I use the word magic because it is magical here. So high in vibration. However, those people who come here, yeah, if you've got something up, it's going to show up. But then we're declaring that anyway, aren't we? We're stirring the pot so that anything that was old, antiquated, outdated, we're stirring that up so that we no longer, it's no longer kind of stale, stagnant water. We're stirring it up. Aha, I love it. Again, my number 530-926-0462. If you would like a tarot reading, it's an hour, and we record it. I go in depth with as many of the questions as we can. You can give me your questions, and I'll address as many of them as I can that are pertinent at this particular time. I do coaching, marketing coach. I'm a marketing coach. I have a group that I help every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And as I do that, I'm helping them to refine and define their tagline and what they do, how they do it, where they do it, why they do it. If you're interested in having me help you with the marketing, I'd love to. Well, it looks like we're out of time. I'll be back next week. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that what you do and who you are makes a difference.